Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Happy 2018, everybody! Whether or not you're starting your day with a bang, or sleeping in, or watching football, roll tide, today is going to be a great day. We all love starting fresh. It's just easier, right? We have a clean slate. There's so much potential. So let's take advantage of that and run with it. This week, I want to give you one tool to help you be super successful as you embark on whatever you want to do in 2018. Let go of the past. Let go of 2017. Let go of all those regrets and negativities. It is over and we are done with it. Steve Maraboli has a great quote that says, "The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward." You cannot move forward, guys. You can't move forward if you're still looking back. We all know this. It's so super simple, but we have to actively choose to let go and move forward. It's not natural for our bodies to just release things because we're human. Our emotions, failure, pain, and even successes are hard to let go of because they're powerful. They make us feel things. But we have to stop allowing those feelings to rule our lives. They are weaving stories that are no longer relevant. It is time to change the conversation. We can change the conversation by allowing ourselves to let go of the emotions and look at them logically. If we analyze the emotions behind different life situations, then we can better learn and grow from them. The problem is that when we're in the moment and we're trying to learn from our experiences, we're still too close to the situation. We still feel all those feelings. So now is the best time to look back and analyze what happened last year, or analyze if there's anything that you haven't let go of, because now you have perspective. I know that is totally oversimplifying things. Years of emotions, baggage, and hurt do not just go away, but it is imperative that we work towards taking more control in our lives. One of my favorite preachers, Joyce Myers, always says, "Do you want to go around that mountain again? Do you want to have another repeat of 2017? Whatever it is, do you want to see the same things happen over and over again in your life? Or do you want something better? I know you want something better. What do you want to happen this year? What do you want to do differently?" There's so much potential, and it is all waiting for you. It's getting me all excited. But before you dive into that, I want to make sure you've really signed off on 2017. Going back to analyzing your experiences, I mean, sometimes that can be difficult. How do you know how to grow from something? One tactic that I found really effective is to ask myself these two questions. Number one, what am I really proud of that happened last year? And number two, what didn't I like about last year and why? These two questions will help you find trends in your behavior patterns that will help you figure out how to learn and grow from your experiences. You have the power to change, and now you have the tools to learn from your mistakes and your victories. Cool. I know this is hard. It's so much easier said than done, but it's important to look back and reflect and learn. And know this, you're stronger for it. All those moments have led you here. Listening to this podcast and investing in yourself, you will reap the benefits of your hard work. Once you analyze where you can grow, now you have a list of areas where you can really kill it this year. Don't go around that same mountain again. It's time to level up and start tackling goals and dreams that you actually want. Guys, it's possible. Whatever it is, whatever you're chasing, and whatever you're fighting for, know that it is possible. I know this can be overwhelming. Sometimes at the start of the year, no matter how much potential it holds, I get overwhelmed. I mean, there's so much to get done. And basically, we've been hibernating in a sugar coma for the past month. But it's time to take on the day. Just this one. You don't have to do it all, but you do have to make this day purposeful. Because you are here for a reason, and somebody needs you. Take on the day with power, knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be bold. Be brave and be you. You got this. Have a wonderfully awesome New Year's Day and keep it heezy, my friends.